Last fall, 13-month-old Aiden developed what seemed like a cold. After 9 days of severe symptoms and more doctor visits, the hospital finally ordered an x-ray to look for pneumonia. What they found instead was totally unexpected. The child had ingested a button battery, one of those flat silver discs used to power remote controls, toys, watches, and other home electronics. The battery was surgically removed, and Aiden was sent home. But what neither the doctors nor his parents realized was that the damage had been done. The battery's electrical current had set off a chemical reaction in the child's esophagus, burning through the esophageal wall and attacking the aorta. 2 days after the battery was removed, Aiden began coughing blood and soon died from his injuries. About 3,500 cases of button cell battery ingestion are reported annually. But while swallowing batteries has occurred for many years, the development of larger, stronger lithium cell batteries has increased the risk of severe complications. The batteries that pose the greatest risk are those that begin with the number 20, which stands for 20 millimeters. They are newer and stronger than older models and are responsible for more than 90% of serious injuries. When children ingest batteries, it's usually not because they found one loose in the home. In 60% of the cases involving children under age 6, the child has removed the battery from the electronic device. Federal safety rules require toys that use the batteries to have battery compartments that are locked with screws. But devices intended for adults, like bathroom scales and remote controls, often hold the batteries in with a simple plastic cover that can fall off or be removed easily. This problem needs to be addressed by manufacturers of electronic products, who should secure the battery compartments on all devices, not just toys. To this day, Aiden's parents don't know where the battery that killed their son came from.